It's Dick Toledo, and you found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, right within the 98KUPD app, and at podcastone.com. So thanks for enjoying the podcasting content, and today it's brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at chapmandodge.com, because, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, the thing a lot of us really want to do is get away, far away, to where all the people are not. And I know personally, working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, that the one thing that can get you there, the off-road machine, a Jeep. And at Chapman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's podcasting content.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Now for the rest of the day, I'm going to probably talk like Adam. Because, hey, look, Brady, here, look, here's how it is.
I wish I could get away with that in life.
Here's the thing. And don't get me wrong. When it comes back, look, here, I'll tell you.
I don't know that he's ever finished a sentence his entire life, and he makes so much sense. Yeah, he is one of the last people exercising common sense and apologizing for this effed up PC world, Kelly Turley says, and I couldn't agree more. And the biggest thing is we say it here all the time, apologizing to groups of people or apologizing to people because you're not really sorry, but you're told you have to or else is the worst thing you can do. And people still do it. You apologize when you feel bad. You show remorse when you feel bad. You actually have remorse when you feel bad.
But now, a days, apologies aren't even accepted. Rarely accepted.
They're admissions of guilt. And yeah, so that's great. That's a great thing about him. And we were just talking off the air. There are people who will not be your friend anymore. We talked about it on the air a little. If you differ from their opinion, and that's why I think you can't trust polls going into this thing and anything else, is because there are people afraid when asked, who are you going to vote for, of the person asking them that question.
What happened last time.
It's exactly what happened. People are like, I don't want to get hassled. What do you want me to say so I can get out of this without getting barked at? Because nobody will hear someone else's opinion anymore without telling them how wrong they are. I got an email from a guy it was from 2 days ago, but he's mad at me today for saying if anybody took a knee during the Black National Anthem in the NFL games, there'd be hell to pay for that person because it would be disrespectful. And I'm like, I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I'm saying, can't you just see that can't you see that that's how some people feel? That's just wrong. Colin Kaepernick asked a military guy if he could do it. And I'm like, I understand that, but can you see that that doesn't make it 100% across the board? And that's where we're lost as a society, is that I've got an argument, so everyone has to agree with it. And that's never going to happen. You're digging a hole and being crazy, trying to make everyone agree with you, rather than just having your own strong viewpoints independently and not caring about what other people think. That's where the problem is. You go to dinner with your in-laws, and one of them wants to bark the entire time, and then the other one wants to bark the entire time, and you're stuck in the middle, and they look at you and like, well, where do you stand? And you're like, if I say, somebody's going to hate me. Because you guys don't have common sense enough to have discussions anymore with people who disagree with you. I mean, that's all internet, social media crap. It frustrates me. And that's why I like talking to people like Adam. Because he's going to say what he feels, and that's authenticity. And when you're authentic, you don't need to apologize for your thoughts, even when they're not popular. And I think that's why everybody's like, polls this, polls that. You can't trust polls anymore at all. Yeah. Everybody's just hassled. All everybody's trying to do is avoid getting hassled. If I didn't know Brett very well, and he's like, who are you going to vote for? My next question would be like, who are you going to vote for? And find out about you.
Right.
Because I don't know where you're taking this information.
Don't lay that landmine out for me.
I'm not doing that. I'm like, I haven't decided yet. And I think the undecided voter used to be a dummy. I think the undecided voter in polls now is a guy who doesn't want to be hassled.
It's the norm. Well,
it's the norm now. I may be decided. I'm not telling you. I'm not telling somebody who's trying to figure out are you going to wreck my world if I tell you what I'm going to do?
Well, I'm going to go against the norm. I'm going to officially announce tomorrow.
Are you?
No.
Oh, you're not coming out? But yeah, and you have to do it almost in a secret way. Our grandparents were right. Politics has no business in friendly discussions because they used to be worse. People forget that. My grandpa was loud in the house about politics. He didn't talk about it with anybody else. But my, you know, Papa was very, very, this idiot, and he hated politicians passionately. But he would talk to you about it. But you get him in a group, well, he didn't get in groups much, but when he did, he wasn't, it didn't come up. It would piss too many people off. They knew better. They knew how to compartmentalize and hide things. And this new society of telling everybody is terrible. All your opinions are out there. Stupid social media. He's cool. I like that. But Carolla will be here Friday and Saturday if you want to get out there. Somebody just said, are you doing stand-up with him? No, it's not stand-up. I'm doing a podcast with him. And then he's going to do stand-up. Two different shows, Friday night and Saturday night. And Rob Schneider's here Saturday. So I am the worst of the four shows possible.
Isn't and that great? Schneider's no here next way. Weekend as well.
Yeah, Brady, it's true. As far as marquee goes, I am special guest. I am and
you are a very special
no, no,
guest
no.
because they have to sell it.
I am and others on the marquee.
Are you like in, at the end of Gilligan's Island?
Yeah, and the others, rest. And the rest. I am the rest. I am Don
it's
Wells.
The fourth time he's been on my
he's
podcast.
Been on here. It's
welcome, Joan Homer.
Yeah, Jeffrey Hallenberger. He's going to join us tonight. He is and the rest. We'll just call you that. Rob Schneider tomorrow. That's a big deal. He was Manimal or something.
Let's get through this one quick.
Yeah, got to get through the Holmberg episode real fast. Give you 10 minutes. Do your Barkley, do your Corolla, and get out of here. He was supposed to have Frank Caliendo. That's good marquee. But instead, we get his lackey.
Deuce Bigelow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Deuce Bigelow. Tomorrow's Deuce Bigelow Day. Also, Rob the copy guy. He was great on Saturday Night Live. Tonight, Radio Monkey. From Phoenix. Name unnecessary. Just sit and be quiet. Here's a pillow. Take a nap on stage. Yeah, I am the worst option of the four shows to go to, but you know what? It'd still be nice to see you. So head on down. He's got some good stuff.
If you want to go out there with a kinkajou on your shoulders, I can
I
make
don't
that
want
happen.
Props. I am not okay. Carrot Top. Right. I will not prop. If I went out with a kinkajou, that's an admission that I have nothing to offer. And I'm going to let the kinkajou do
What'd
the work.
What'd you bring? A giraffe!
I got a kinkajou on your shoulder. Evidently, you have no confidence in what you bring to the party. So you went to the zoo and stole something.
John Embry.
Yeah. It's great. But, yeah, so it'll be fun. We're going to have a good time out there. And the KUP deployment thing, man, oh, man, first day into this deal, and I've got three different people donating massive amounts of stuff for this. There's a dental office that just texted in or emailed me and said, we have connections with I've used my dentist in the past for this, and we kind of had roadblocks and hiccups last year. It turned into nightmarish stuff trying to figure out how to get that, but then other dentists had dropped stuff off. But last year was a little tougher. A year before, we had tons of stuff. Already got a dentist saying we can help out. So we've got wet wipes coming in from a company that makes wet wipes. They want to donate. Dentists have texted. All right, it's the first day. November 11th is the last day we're collecting, or never 10th probably. We're boxing up on the 11th. We're off to a great start with this thing. Nice job, everybody. And God knows what's going on the Amazon wish list thing. Right. It's for troops overseas from Arizona. We're helping them out with donations, and you can support these troops by just dropping off the basics. We've got the wet wipes coming. We need more, though. Never, ever, ever enough. Disposable razors in their original packaging, much like, you know, the candy wrappers. You can't have something that's been opened and closed already with razors. That's gonna lead to, what do you got, that Hep C will start
the
floating
original,
around. You can't,
just the original yeah. single blade.
Yeah, here's a couple
spoiled.
I've used.
I've had one of these for years. I'm just going to donate
I'll
that.
Just put it back in the bag. I only used it twice. Chopped me up real good.
A little bit of rust on it.
Yeah, well, that's all right. You can wash that. You can scrape that off with your thumbnail. Do you ever do that? Do you ever catch your thumbnail on a razor? I was speed shaving my head the other day, and I usually do a swipe, and I do it like I'm scrubbing a bar of soap on my head, and it caught my thumb of my opposite hand, and the razor dug right in, and it was awful. Cringed. It just dug right into the nail, thank God. It didn't get the rest of me. I had to pop it out. The only other time I've had a speed shaving incident was, God, that was 17 years ago this November. When I was speed shaving with an older three-blade.
You're doing your manzillion?
I was flying because I had people coming over, and I'm going, and the little bump on top of my head, the little dorsal fin right up on the middle where your skull peaks, all three blades decided to just go, we're stopping. And I tore a quarter-sized chunk of my head off in the shower.
It was, I remember seeing that.
Oh, it was awful. So, yeah, make sure the razors are packaged well. No Starlight mints. We've discussed that. And I hate – look, if the Starlight Mint people are listening, I apologize what Aaron the Felon at Tony Roma's did to them, but I'm going to spread that story forever. Bad people unwrap Starlight Mint, suck them, and put them back. They don't suck the color off. That's the part.
That's the key.
If you're unwrapping a Starlight Mint and it's stuck to the cellophane, that's someone else's
spit.
You
lightly wet it.
Ooh.
No. Aaron would hard suck it. Aaron would unwrap it and go real hard, spit it back in the cellophane and wrap it back up and then put it back in and then mix it. And I'm like, I got to throw that whole bucket of Starlights away. And he goes, I'll go in the back and get the bag you're going to dig into.
What's the green flavor in the center?
Oh. That's Aaron the Felon. That's the flavors of Aaron the Felon.
Not bad. You can really taste the felony.
Oh, God.
Oh, it was so awful to watch. And then I did it once because I was mad at old people. I was mad at my bosses because they had $7.99 coupons, 2-for-1, $5.99.
3 years old.
Oh, 2-for-1, $5.99 coupon. You'd break your ass waiting tables. Two waters, two plates of dinner for $6, and they'd leave you like 38 cents. You've been breaking your neck. Stop it, Jeremy. That is not a quality person. and then they'd come back, and then I remember Friendship Village, the old folks' retirement home.
Bus
comes in, and those old people.
Man.
Remember that part in Casino at the end when it's old people busting through the doors? And he's like,
walkers and stuff.
Yeah. I turned it into some sort of fun house. And so they got their walkers and their tennis balls, and you just see them looking outside, and they're all covered in smiles. And I'm like, the last thing I want to see is your smiling, cheap face walking into my restaurant right now. So Starlight Mint, wrap them back up and put them back.
And you know they're grabbing them by the hand.
Oh, they were stealing tons. And I was so filled with joy when I watched those old people for $6 for two people to eat on my time, sucking down Starlight Mints on their way back to the Friendship Village bus. Oh, what I wouldn't have given for COVID back then.
Did you ever anyone come in there with another coupon? But, ma'am, this is not even our restaurant.
Yes.
You're not going to honor it?
Well, that was my old boss, Bill, who looked like Gene Wilder and sounded like Jack Nicholson. When a lady came to me, he goes, I'm not paying for this meal. And I'm like, why? I want to speak to a manager. I'm like, what happened? I didn't even get my chili. I'm like, we don't have chili. Oh, really? Get your manager. So I get Bill. I'm like, Bill, I don't know what's going on, but this lady is nuts that she didn't get her bread and chili. Why didn't you give her any chili? We don't have chili. What the hell? So he walks over to her, this Gene Wilder character. Can I help you, ma'am?
Well, your waiter has decided that you no longer serve chili.
I think you've been in the sun too long. You think you're at Chili's. You're not. We don't have chili. He's right. You're paying. And she's like, I can't believe I'm being treated this way. And I'm like, I'm going to go suck on some Starlight Mints for her.
I'll be back in
5 minutes. Bill, you handle this. And he just put his finger over his nose. He goes, it's a long, cold, rainy night in Mesa. A lady walks in. He starts telling her this terrible story about what a bitch she is because he didn't care anymore. I'm sucking mints like there's no tomorrow because I'm not leaving one unturned. And she had to apologize on her way out. So, yes, I have had people who think they're somewhere else.
I have my entertainment coupon book, and I don't see you in it.
Well, A, it's 3,000 pages. You might as well have me read the Bible. Second, we're not in it.
The one in Scottsdale is. Oh, where are you? Well, yeah, I understand.
I mean, no, you're in Mesa. If you wanted the deal in Scottsdale, you know what you should have done? Gone to Scottsdale. I'll be back. Starlight Mint.
Oh. And I feel wasn't really risky, bad though, about to do the Starlight Mints if you didn't know they had already been done, or you could tell.
I was the one who,
like, if
grabbed
the felon got there first.
If Aaron the
and
felon
you're and
yeah,
you're redoing
it's
it,
it's a danger. It's a danger. It was a risk I was willing to take. I would have made out with Aaron just to piss those people off. Aaron tried to kill a girl with a knife in the kitchen once. She was Asian. Her name was Jenny.
Uh oh, John.
That was my worst day of my life. Was when Asian Jenny would scream,
"John, I've up computer."
She had a real thick accent.
No, I've up.
Well, what'd you do?
I hit wrong buttons.
You have $400 worth of ribs on here.
I know. I've up, I tell you.
Well, meanwhile, the cooks are back there going, why are we doing 400 plates of ribs? Oh, because Jen.
I'm going to kill you.
Friendship Village just pulled up.
It screwed up everything. And then he grabbed her and had a knife and he was going to kill her in the kitchen.
Oh, jeez.
And then he just sucked on some Starlight. We didn't fire him for that either. He was right. She deserved a little scare. How did we give you got me all fired up about Tony Roma's now. Jackass. Oh, it made me so mad. But people are dumb, and the general public is hard to deal with. So never, again, back to the razors. That's where we got there. Prepackaged, closed, just like the Starlight Mints you should never eat. If it's something you can wrap and then rewrap, we don't want it.
I did post the link on our Facebook page, okay, too, so fantastic. You can go right there and find out all the details.
I thought you were going to post the link to Starlight Mints.
and a sternly written letter to Starlight Mints to put things in packages that are sealed. Twisty ends. Brock's Candy. I've taken bites of Brock's Candy and put them back.
Not bad combo.
At the store.
Oh, come on.
Put that back. Just because I can only picture the old person that eats Brock's Candy going, hey, mine's got a bite out of it. It's wrong. I haven't done it since, you know, I've been a grown man, but I used to do it when I was a kid all the time. Who doesn't go by the Jelly Bellies and take a handful? That's free, right?
Oh, the bulk food section?
Forget it. AJ's has that
Toledo's Hangout.
I've poured that scoop in my mouth. Yeah, Toledo.
Toledo brings his own scoop.
Yeah, Toledo, he's got his own sanitary scoop. That's COVID time. You can't use their scoop. Peanuts at the Safeway, they had that big barrel of them. I would like always take one, but you can't eat just one peanut. And I ended up standing by the barrel for a while. I ate like 25 peanuts.
Talking with a guy for 20 minutes.
Hey, what's going on, man? You watching the game? And some Browns and Bengals. I'm interested in that. Making the
floor. You know what? I'm not going to have any.
Oh, you guys can't eat all the peanuts. It's a big barrel. We're not eating the whole thing. Settle down.
Yeah, the clerk comes over. You know what? We've decided we're not going to.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed that the Safeway by my house doesn't have the peanut bin anymore. It's all packaged. I might have something to do with that. But yeah, so the list of stuff we need for the troops that you can't suck on or use first is at 98kupd.com. Also on our Facebook page, KUP Deployment, Gangbusters, first day, and we thank you in advance. That's awesome. It's 98KUPD.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98KUPD.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.